Delaware lawmakers are holding a special session this afternoon to address high tax bills. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more.
In 2020, a court ordered Delaware counties to conduct statewide property assessments as part of a lawsuit about equity in public school funding. No county had conducted one since the 1980s. As a result of that reassessment, some Newcastle County homeowners have seen their taxes rise by hundreds or thousands of dollars. Sussex County bills go out later this month. After public outcry over soaring tax bills, lawmakers have scheduled a rare special session to address those concerns. Lawmakers filed more than a dozen bills, but just a few are listed on today's agenda for the House and Senate. They say the special session will last just one day. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
The clock is still ticking for SEPTA as Thursday's deadline for the transit agency to start winding down services throughout the region due to a $213 million budget deficit. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports while the State House is on board to help fund SEPTA, today's Senate action to stop SEPTA cuts from happening remains up in the air.
Andrew Bush of the transit agency said they're standing by to offer assistance to the Pennsylvania State Senate with any questions they have on the funding bill that was passed Monday by the State House.
So we're going to make sure that we're available at any time to answer those questions and for anything else that they may need. So it'll be a very busy week. We're certainly hopeful that something can get done.
State Representative Sean Dougherty sponsored the bill that takes some sales tax funding from the region to pay for mass transit.
The reason the Senate has never taken up is because they said they wanted certain language. My bill, House Bill 1788, takes all the language that they want and puts that in with the funding, though.
This is the fifth time the House has approved the funding measure for SEPTA. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.